DNA, RNA, and proteins. Section 1. The structure of DNA. Unless you have an identical twin, you, like the sisters in Figure 1, share some but not all characteristics with family members. DNA, the genetic material. In the 1800s, Gregor Mendel showed that traits are passed from parents to offspring. Many years later, scientists have discovered how these traits are passed on. The instructions for inherited traits are called genes. Before the 1950s, however, scientists did not know what genes were made of. We now know that genes are made of small segments of deoxyribonucleic acid, or DNA. DNA is the primary material that causes recognizable, inheritable characteristics in related groups of organisms. DNA is a relatively simple molecule composed of only four different subunits. For this reason, many early scientists did not consider DNA to be complex enough to be genetic material. A few key experiments led to the discovery that DNA is, in fact, genetic material. Searching for the genetic material. Once scientists discovered DNA, they began to search for its location. By the 1900s, scientists had determined that genetic material was located in cells, but they did not know exactly where. Three major experiments led to the conclusion that DNA is the genetic material in cells. These experiments were performed by Griffith, Avery, Hershey, and Chase. Griffith's discovery of transformation. In 1928, Frederick Griffith was working with two related strains of bacteria. The S strain causes pneumonia and is covered by a capsule of polysaccharides. The R strain has no capsule and does not cause pneumonia. Mice that are infected with the S bacteria get sick and die. Griffith injected mice with heat-killed S bacteria. The bacteria were dead, but the capsule was still present. The mice lived. Griffith concluded that the S bacteria caused disease. However, when harmless live R bacteria were mixed with the harmless heat-killed S bacteria and were injected into mice, the mice died. Griffith had discovered transformation, which is a change in genotype that is caused when cells take up foreign genetic material. Griffith's experiments, shown in Figure 2, led to the conclusion that genetic material could be transferred between cells. But no one knew that this material was DNA. Avery's experiments with nucleic acids. In the 1940s, Oswald Avery wanted to determine whether the transforming agent in Griffith's experiments was protein, RNA, or DNA. Avery and his colleagues used enzymes to destroy each of these molecules in heat-killed S bacteria. They found that bacteria that were missing protein and RNA were able to transform R cells into S cells. However, bacteria that were missing DNA did not transform R cells. The scientists concluded that DNA is responsible for transformation in bacteria. In 1952, Alfred Hershey and Martha Chase thought that they could support Avery's conclusions by showing how DNA and proteins cross the cell membrane. Their experiment would determine how DNA affected other cells. Hershey-Chase experiment. Hershey and Chase studied bacteriophages, viruses that infect bacterial cells and cause the cells to produce viruses. Bacteriophages are made up of proteins and DNA, but which of these two molecules is the genetic material in viruses? Figure 3 illustrates their experiment. Step 1. First, Hershey and Chase knew that proteins contained some sulfur but no phosphorus, and that DNA contains phosphorus but no sulfur. The scientists grew two sets of viruses in environments that were enriched with different radioactive isotopes. One set of viruses had radioactive sulfur, or 35S atoms, attached to proteins. The other set had radioactive phosphorus, or 32P atoms, attached to DNA. Step 2. Second, each set of viruses was allowed to infect separate batches of non-radioactive bacteria. Because radioactive elements release particles that can be detected with machines, they can be tracked in a biological process. Each of the batches was then separated into parts that contained only bacteria or only viruses. Step 3. The infected bacteria from the 35S batch did not contain radioactive sulfur, so proteins could not have infected the bacteria. However, the infected bacteria from the 32P batch did contain radioactive phosphorus. DNA had infected the bacteria. Hershey and Chase concluded that only the DNA of viruses is injected into bacterial cells. The injected DNA caused the bacteria to produce viral DNA and proteins. This finding indicated that rather than proteins, DNA is the hereditary material, at least in viruses. The shape of DNA. After the important experiments in the early 1950s, most scientists were convinced that genes were made of DNA, but nothing was known about DNA's structure. The research of many scientists led James Watson and Francis Crick, two young researchers at Cambridge University, to piece together a model of DNA's structure. Knowing the structure of DNA allowed scientists to understand how DNA could serve as genetic material. A winding staircase. A DNA molecule is shaped like a spiral staircase and is composed of two parallel strands of linked subunits. This spiral shape is known as a double helix, as Figure 4 shows. Each strand is made up of linked subunits called nucleotides. Parts of the nucleotide subunits. Each nucleotide is made up of three parts: a phosphate group, a 5-carbon sugar molecule, and a nitrogen-containing base. Figure 4 shows how these three parts are arranged to form a nucleotide. The phosphate groups and the sugar molecules of nucleotides link together to form a backbone for a DNA strand. The 5-carbon sugar in DNA is called deoxyribose, from which DNA gets its full name, deoxyribonucleic acid. The bases of nucleotides pair together to connect the two strands. The information in DNA. The structure of DNA is very important in the transfer of genetic information. The information in DNA is contained in the order of the bases, while the base pairing structure allows the information to be copied. Nitrogenous bases. In DNA, each nucleotide has the same sugar molecule and phosphate group, but the nucleotide can have one of four nitrogenous bases. The four kinds of bases, shown in Figure 4, are adenine, A, guanine, G, thymine, T, and cytosine, C. Bases A and G are classified as purines. Purines have two rings of carbon and nitrogen atoms per base. Bases T and C are pyrimidines. Pyrimidines have one ring of carbon and nitrogen atoms per base. Base pairing rules. A purine on one strand of a DNA molecule is always paired with a pyrimidine on the other strand. More specifically, adenine always pairs with thymine, and guanine always pairs with cytosine. These base pairing rules are dictated by the chemical structure of the bases. The structure and size of the nitrogenous bases allow for only these two pair combinations. The base pairs are held together by weak hydrogen bonds. Adenine forms two hydrogen bonds with thymine, while cytosine forms three hydrogen bonds with guanine. The hydrogen bonds are represented by dashed lines in Figure 4. The hydrogen bonds between bases keep the two strands of DNA together. Complementary sides. Figure 5 shows a simpler way to represent base pairing. Paired bases are said to be complementary because they fit together like puzzle pieces. For example, if the sequence of nitrogen bases on one strand is TATGAGAGT, the sequence of nitrogen bases on the other strand must be ATACTCTCA. The pairing structure ensures that each strand of a DNA molecule contains the same information. However, the information on one strand is in reverse order from that on the other strand. Discovering DNA's structure. How were James Watson and Francis Crick able to determine the double helical structure of DNA? Watson and Crick used information from experiments by Chargaff, Wilkins, and Franklin to determine the three-dimensional structure of DNA. Observing patterns. Chargaff's observations. In 1949, biochemist Erwin Chargaff made an interesting observation about DNA. His data showed that for each organism that he studied, the amount of adenine always equaled the amount of thymine, A equals T. Similarly, the amount of guanine always equaled the amount of cytosine, G equals C. Figure 6 shows some of Chargaff's data. Watson and Crick used this information to determine how nucleotides are paired in DNA. Using technology, photographs of DNA. The significance of Chargaff's data became clear when scientists began using X-rays to study the structures of molecules. In 1952, Rosalind Franklin, shown in Figure 6, and Maurice Wilkins developed high-quality X-ray diffraction images of strands of DNA. These photographs suggested that the DNA molecule resembled a tightly coiled helix and was composed of two or three chains of nucleotides. Watson and Crick's model of DNA. To determine the three-dimensional structure of DNA, Watson and Crick set out to build a model of DNA. They knew that any model would have to take into account both Chargaff's data and the findings from Franklin's X-ray diffraction studies. In 1953, Watson and Crick used these findings, along with knowledge of chemical bonding, to create a complete three-dimensional model of DNA. By using paper models of the bases, Watson and Crick worked out the pairing structure of purines with pyrimidines. Then, they built a large model of a DNA double helix by using tin, wire, and other materials. Their model showed a spiral staircase in which two strands of nucleotides twisted around a central axis. Figure 6 shows Watson and Crick with their model. 9 years later, in 1962, the Nobel Prize was awarded to Watson, Crick, and Wilkins for their discovery. Rosalind Franklin died in 1958 and was not named in the award. Well, we've reached the end of this section. Before moving on, take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions.